It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And I got to tell you, this sister, when she came on the city council, she came in like, what? I'm not playing games with you. It is my Sabah councilwoman, Raina Park Shaw, the 5th District. How you doing today, sis?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, absolutely. Because you have really been championing for equity and equality. And now you've taken it a step further because you have created, in co-sponsorship with my good friend and our Sabah councilman, Councilwoman Melissa Robinson, and 6th District at Large, Councilwoman Andrea Boone. Tell us about this new position, the Chief Equity Officer within the City of Kansas City.
Yes, I'm so excited and definitely want to give out thanks for Councilwoman Robinson and Councilwoman Boone for helping me co-sponsor this legislation. The City Council made a unanimous commitment to creating a more equitable Kansas City, and this is a very important step in keeping that commitment. Ultimately, the Chief Equity Officer will work to evaluate our internal and external systems and policies to ensure equity and inclusion are at the center of our work. They'll be collaborating with the city department heads and community leaders to help us identify and implement innovative approaches to address race inequity in our city.
I'm so loving it. And, you know, and that's been something that we have to attack. When we talk about fixing our system and structural racism, equity is the way to go. So what is this? You guys are looking for qualified candidates to actually apply, and it could be somebody listening right now.
That's right. Yeah. And actually, that's why I'm really excited to come on. We are looking for someone who can come in and hit the ground running to help us to evaluate those our systems and policies and work to ensure that, you know, we are moving forward as it pertains to race equity. And so I do want to provide information to your listeners on how they can apply or get more information. The position is already posted at our Human Resources Department on kcmo.org. They can click on jobs on the right there. Or if they have questions, they can call Human Resources at 816-513-1903.
Okay, so make sure you go to the Kansas City website. You can check out the qualifications and what they're looking for. And what do you say other than, you know, the qualifications that we normally talk about, what you've done in the workforce, diversity, inclusion, whether you're education, what are some character traits, Councilwoman, that you think is definitely needed as we move into this new phase and making sure that Kansas City is equitable across the board?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we have, you know, ultimately, I think one of the things that really pushed me to lead this legislation is that just in this year alone, the city has paid out $1.2 million in racial discrimination settlements. And the creation of this chief equity officer is long overdue and will benefit city employees and city leaders alike and the Kansas City community as a whole. And so ultimately, you know, I think, you know, looking for someone who is passionate about ensuring diversity, equity, and inclusion in all aspects of the city is going to be key. You know, definitely, as you said, there's some basic qualifications that we're looking for. But we're, you know, if we have someone that's got 5 to 7 years of diversity, equity, and inclusion experience, that would be our preferred candidate. Someone that can show that's got a proven track record for being able to make an impact.
Well, I appreciate the city investing in this because it is so important. You, along with Councilwoman Robinson and Councilwoman Boo, thank you for stepping up to the plate with this. We so appreciate you. Make sure you go to the Kansas City website, kcmo.gov, and look for the Chief Equity Officer. And anytime you need to holler at us, let me know, Sabah. You know, we just a call away.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sora. I appreciate all you do for our community as well.